If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned. Okay, here we are with the intros once again. I'm Bob.
And I'm Ted. Once again, I'm Ted.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to change for a while, so yeah. Yeah, well, unless I want to change my name.
Yeah. Not unless they find me, then it's going to change pretty quick.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Right, especially with these nutcases out there. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, it's all yours.
Well, yeah, you know, speaking of that real quick, it's actually quite shocking that that the whole militia thing is just exploding the way it is, frankly.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's rather shocking.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, and the thing is, I don't know if you saw on the news, they had this one guy who, I forgot what group he was. He wasn't the, he wasn't part of the Proud Boys, but some, he was on Fox and...
Oath Keepers,
yeah. And the guy was just spouting just absolute bullshit, right? I mean, it's like, you know, like King Biden and everything, and he did not win the election. It's like, dude, you're living in a fantasy land.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, just smoking. I don't know what the hell they're smoking, but I tell you, the guys are just nutcases.
Well, they're just sucking up all that Kool-Aid and all of those conspiracy
things. Oh, I don't know.
Like, yeah, they're afraid of the boogeyman coming to get them. I think is
more well, I bet you know. But when you just ignore facts, just simply ignore facts, it's like you can't talk to a person that won't just acknowledge reality. That's the problem with people like that. Anyway.
Yeah, they're irrational.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go off, but yeah. Oh my God.
So. No, that's okay. That's okay. I brought it up on purpose because, you know, we're in that
yeah,
period.
That was just
where,
to get me going. That's what you did. I know you.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. So speaking of like, getting going, I guess we've got power back in Texas now, right?
Right.
Huge polar vortex that stretched all the way down into Louisiana, even.
Oh! Before you get into that, I need to fall on my sword, right? I don't know when you want to do that.
Whoa,
but,
well, yeah, you know, speaking of swords. How do you tell?
Because you had to do it once, now it's my turn,
which ones are the best and which ones are the worst? I could tell
you.
The worst ones are the ones you have to fall on.
Yeah, exactly right. Not the ones you give to somebody else, but oh man.
Okay, so Ted, step up to the plate.
Yeah, okay. So last week we talked about the top 10 quarterbacks, right? So Bob brought up a bunch of new names and I added some. And I have to admit I used data that was, and by the way, just a lesson for you. Be careful on what you find on the internet. It's not always true. so I did a careful, Oath Keepers and Proud Boys and all these guys. Yeah, yep. Do not listen to them. Our QAnon. So I went back and redid my list and my used the same metrics. Didn't change anything, and the list is new now. It's top 20, and. I can go through it really quick if you want.
Yeah,
let's run down the list. It surprised me.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Okay, so starting at the number 20, Fran Tarkenton. Okay, he did not score as well as I thought, and the reason why was because he had so many years of great defenses, top three defenses, and this is where my metrics really took a hit on some of the people. If you had a top three defense while you were playing, it counted against you. So Fran Tarkenton comes in 20.
Purple Peter,
number 19.
I remember them.
Yeah, but it was because of all the, you know, so yeah. You're like, well, boy, compared to some of these names, you're kind of surprised. But anyway, number 19, Archie Manning.
Oh, okay. There he is.
He did make it, but the only reason he made it, because he had nobody. And exactly. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? He never had one winning season.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like not one.
He would have been a stud at the top of the list if he had anybody.
I know. He would have, but he made the top 20. But anyway, yep. Number 18, Dan Fouts.
Wow, there okay. he is, okay.
Another, yeah, he did pretty well.
Certainly not cut in the top 10, but...
No, didn't have any great defenses, and that's why, but he did pretty well with regards to... He had some playoff wins and everything, had a lot of good receivers that helped him, but anyway, he made it in.
They were guns.
Yeah, made sure. it in at his 18. It's number 17, okay. Now, this one, I'm sure everybody's going to go, you're kidding, but I'm going to tell you why. Johnny Unitas, okay? Okay, you would have thought that he would have been way up there, right? People rank him in the top five.
Not me.
No, not when you look at his, a lot of playoff wins, by the way, but oh my God, did he have a lot of great defenses? That part I didn't know. He just had year after year of outstanding defenses. And his QBR wasn't very good. And so he, again, like Fran Tarkenton, had 7 years of great defenses. So, and another one that's going to come up is going to surprise you. Number 16, Bart Starr. I won two Super Bowls, by the way. Would have never thought that he would have been this low. Okay. But again, another guy that had a lot of years of great defenses. And that's how he took advantage, okay?
Yeah.
15, Jim Kelly, okay? Never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that okay?
hurt. Never won a Super Bowl.
That hurt him to but the core.
But a lot of playoff wins really helped him score high, okay? So he did really well with the playoff wins. That helped him. Number 14, this one's going to surprise you a little bit, Steve Young, okay? Two Super Bowl wins, but great defenses. He had 6 years of great defenses underneath him, so that made a big difference, okay?
Yeah, they're key to winning, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the next one, again, another guy who got advantage of good defenses, Troy Aikman, okay?
Yeah.
He made it in number 13, okay? Now, the next one should not surprise you because he didn't have any help. had come some good playoff wins. Dan Marino, okay, yeah. Number 12.
I feel bad for that guy. Out of the gate, Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, if he had ever had a good defense or whatever, you know, he only had a couple years of great defenses, and that was the one year he went to the Super Bowl. He had a great defense that year.
Quickest release I've ever seen.
Yeah. Number 11, another guy who took advantage of the great defense, right? Won four Super Bowls, Terry Bradshaw, number 11. Okay. I never liked Terry. I think he's an idiot. But that being said, you know, he did. Yeah, sorry. But a lot of playoff wins, a lot of Super Bowls. Okay. Now we get into the top 10. Okay. And a lot of this is due to you because you said to put some names in here. Number 10. Who do you think is number 10?
I don't know. Tell me.
Russell Wilson.
There you go. All right.
Really surprised. He had a lot of years of great defenses. Absolutely. But a lot of playoff wins, good QBR. And but he hasn't played that many years, so it's like he could go up the list, no doubt about it.
He's a stud, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Okay, number 9, Ben Roethlisberger, two Super Bowl wins, a lot of years with great defenses, though, right? A lot of years with playoff wins. I mean, he's been there, but again, the great defense is really detracted. So that's one reason.
Well, as they should.
Number 8. Yeah. Number 8, John Elway. Okay. Shouldn't surprise you. He's made the top 10. I would have thought he was a little higher. He was in my previous list, but the defense and other things detracted. 14 playoff wins. Really good.
Wow.
I mean, he's a winner. Two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he definitely
could. Yeah, always a winner. Always a winner. Number 7, shouldn't surprise you, Drew Brees. Okay.
Yeah.
One Super Bowl. Lots of playoff wins, but are you ready for this? No top three defenses in the entire career. Not one year. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that explains why. That explains why he never made more Super Bowls, really.
Yeah, it really does. But I was a little surprised about that. Okay, going on, a guy that you should and we talked about last week, Roger Staubach. Okay, why did he get up so high? And this surprised the hell out of me because I thought Dallas had years and years under him as great defenses, and that was one of my mistakes listening to parts of the internet. Turned out he only had one single year of a great defense.
Of a top three defense for the season. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but he had 11 playoff wins, and he won two Super Bowls. So Staubach was good.
Roger the Dodger.
Now, number five is going to shock the hell out of you, and it did me. But when you look at the numbers, it makes sense. You ready for this?
Okay. Sitting down.
Joe Montana.
All right.
Yeah.
Being a Joe fan myself.
I love Joe Montana, and I personally put him at number two, but he did not get up there. And the reason why, all those years at San Francisco, he had 6 years of top three defenses.
Yeah.
Sorry, that counts against you. Yeah. That just counts. And
sure
he had years.
Well,
he had 10 years of star receivers, too. I mean, come on.
Jerry Rice.
That did it.
The GOAT.
That did it.
The GOAT, Jerry Rice.
Okay. So who would you think, now we're down to the top four, who would you think would be the next guy in the line?
Oh, I've got to stop and think now. You tell me. I can't run through the list too quick.
Okay, Brett Favre makes it at number four. Why? Well, 13 playoff wins, only one Super Bowl. He had only 1 year with a great defense, which I couldn't believe, and that was with Reggie White. So his negative multipliers were really low. He actually did some amazing things given but he played for many years, okay, and I think that helped him. He did some amazing things considering, what he was up against.
Yeah, he was tough, okay. That's for sure.
Yeah. Number three, Peyton Manning, okay? Two Super Bowls. Now, here's the interesting thing. He had 3 years of great defenses, but two of them were with Denver. So if he would have actually probably hopscotched over the next guy if he hadn't had those great defenses against him, because he had 14 playoff wins, so he did really well. Number two, who else? Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Now you would have thought, how can Aaron Rodgers be so great?
Yeah. Huh? Could have been a Niner.
I know, but 11 playoff wins, one Super Bowl only, no years with great defenses. That tells you something. That tells you how great Aaron Rodgers is. When you can do what he's done with no top three defenses in your entire career.
Yeah, he's the complete package, right? Can throw, can read.
Oh, my God.
Can run.
So anyway, yeah. All kudos. And, of course, Tom Brady just wipes out everybody. He's number one.
Well, yeah.
But that list, which I feel is very fair, is not what the list you see on the internet. And the reason why, I really think, and again, I got to fall on my sword because I made some mistakes on the great defense part because I thought people had more years of great defense than they did. And when you go through the numbers, it's got to count against you.
Yeah,
because there are some people.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, there's some guys that made the Super Bowls with great defense, like the Ravens quarterback Trent Dilfer, and won the Super Bowl. You know, and look, he can't even crack the top 50 or so.
Jim McMahon, another one.
Jim McMahon, yeah. I mean, you can go on and on with people that were, I'd say, average quarterbacks that made the Super Bowls and won it. Joe Flacco, another guy.
Right,
another Raven. Yeah. So anyway, that's it, everybody. But I stand by my list now. Top 20. There you go.
Well, thank you updating us on that. I think that's actually a great list because I do think that it's unfair to rank quarterbacks solely on their performance, if you will, without accounting for the supporting cast like you have.
Yeah, I wanted to do it with some science, and this time I was like, nope, I'm going to do it with science, and science bitches, it works. And there we go.
Well, yeah. So
there we go.
So this, you know, what the hell, man? Texas was in hell, right?
Oh, God. Well, do you, you know, think about why. Okay. So first of all, most of their energy production comes from oil.
Yeah. Okay. Natural gas.
And gas. Yeah. And they've had a monopoly on that for years. And if you think about it, you go, you know, how stupid can you get, number one? Because if you look at Texas and how much wind energy they've got, they've estimated that they could power 5 states just on the wind energy if they were allowed to put it up.
Yeah, exactly. Right? If they interconnected the utilities like they should.
Oh my God, they would and they would never have brownouts.
Yep.
They'd never have brownouts ever.
Nobody would in the country if we connected them together.
Yeah.
But
well, do you know how Oregon, if you've ever driven up the Columbia River and seen the giant, beautiful, I think they're beautiful. A lot of people think they're ugly. I don't think they are. These 400 foot tall windmills, right, that are in the up the or Columbia River.
Yeah, 400 you know, feet. Just huge.
400 feet tall, yep. And yep. Each one puts out about 5 megawatts. And they are... They're spectacular, and the cost of, because it's both hydroelectric and wind powered, the cost of electricity in Oregon is one of the lowest in the world, by the way, because of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes total sense, and, right?
Yeah. And also, they were talking about, I don't know, here in California, I don't know if you know, the I-5 corridor has a very unique wind pattern. And if the agriculturalists would just let them put certain numbers of, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to do it, right? They could, you know, get kickbacks and everything else if they allowed to put these windmills in the corridor. California could power apparently 7 total states just by that, just through that region, because there's so much wind power. And because of the way the wind comes up over the hills and through the mountain, through the mountains in between, you get a very, very you get a high pressure area that forces wind into funneling through that area.
It's so, strong and consistent.
Yeah. So if you really wanted to make hay, you could. And Texas is a perfect place. I really think in the next, you know, once all these old GOP politicians die off, and hopefully, you know, they don't have any offspring, we'll be able to get more reasonable human beings in there to Texas, and they'll start building an infrastructure, and Texas will become one of the leading states in the United States for energy production just from wind power once they do it.
Well, you know, they got that HERCAT, or maybe it's ERCOT, you know, energy reliability, something or other.
Oh, yeah,
Texas,
ERCOT, right?
Right.
ERCOT is what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's such a misnomer. Yeah,
it's basically, you know, it's basically a monopoly by the very rich, you know.
Jones was charging anywhere from, like, I don't know, hundreds of times more to like thousands of times more,
which should be illegal. I mean, and the funny thing is, the reason why they're doing, you know, and by the way, they're going to be depleted because, you know, the cost of, you know, the eventually what's going to happen, it's, you know, fair market's going to get involved, and somebody's going to come in there.
There's
and
no
basically
fair market.
Start,
how are you going to compete with that? Right? It's like, you know.
Very easily.
Jerry Jones you know is what, like Mr. Texas. Are you kidding?
Well, no. Typically what happens, Bob, and this is something that people don't realize. So the reason why they're able to do it now is because the cost of living is low enough in Texas. And I looked into it one time because I was going to move to Austin because I got offered some jobs as an engineer because you could buy a mansion there, right, compared to where we're at in California.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
Yeah, 15 years ago, but that's not true anymore. Austin, if you've ever been there recently in the past 2 or 3 years, the traffic is just, well, until the COVID, was just horrendous, and the cost of living's gone up. It's getting very expensive to live there.
Well, yeah.
And what typically happens, you get into these transitions over 15, 20, 30 years, where people will start moving out of state. And if that happens, what happens is the state loses money. And as soon as they lose money, right, that's when companies come in to say, huh, I'm going to take advantage of this because there's nobody, you know, I can buy stuff for cheap. They can buy land. They can get in there. And suddenly they come in. And usually that's when alternate utilities come in.
But like,
because they can't bring anybody in. And they offer tax breaks for these people because they have to encourage them to come in. That's how Austin became, and Houston, another city became, much more populous because they had to attract people, and the electronics industry was one of them. So I think it's going to happen again, but what's going to happen at first is the cost of living is going to go up and people are just going to leave.
Well, yeah, I kind of think at first they're going to have to start telling the truth because there's an awful lot of lying, you know, that takes place down there, right? They're like they were accusing the windmills of being the issue out of the gate, right?
No, of course. I mean, you know, no, I mean, the problem is, like I said
it's
many
the
times,
new green
reality
deal.
Bites
That's
you
what
in the ass, okay?
This power outage.
Yeah, right. It's the windmills. What a bunch of shit, right? Right? It's probably the only thing that's working, right? Of the fucking windmills.
Yeah,
right?
Well, there were some that were frozen, that's for sure, because they didn't do what they were told to do the last time this happened 10 years ago.
Oh, God. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Only this time
it was global
worse.
Warming doesn't exist, right? Oh, this is exactly what happens with global warming, right? You get these wide variances of temperatures and weather, you know.
And bigger
you
events.
You get more... Yeah, you get larger pocket events from global warming. It's science, bitches.
Yeah, they've been telling us
just
for 30 years.
Just stop ignoring it. It's real science,
they're
right?
Telling us for 30
the experts
years.
Can predict it.
Now they're telling us it's going to happen faster than they predicted 30 years ago. So
Yeah. Well, it's like that. If you ever watch the movie The Day After Tomorrow, it's one of my favorite movies. It talks about catastrophic events happening because of global warming, and it's really a neat movie. It's a little fictitious, but it is a neat movie.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed through this thing in Texas and watching it is, and I really would like to pick on, the people that lead or govern, especially in Texas in this event. It's like if you think about it, right, what's happened is you put the average Joe out there through hell, right?
Right.
And some guy's got some, you know, huge $16,000 or so electrical bill now because his power was still running while they were jacking the rates up, right?
Right, right.
And unbeknownst to him, but, you know, tough luck because read the fine print. But it's really been shocking to me to watch... You know, the leadership, like Jerry Jones, I'll pick on him again because, you know, he's made the headlines for price gouging. And Ted Cruz, you know, when you think about there's
Ted
a guy
Cruz.
Who was slamming California for less than what's happening in Texas.
Oh, no, he ended up accusing other people of leaving in Texas during events and other states. And his hypocrisy is just pathetic. The man is, Ted Cruz is not a good person, right? And
what kind of dog blames his children for his...
Oh, I know. I couldn't believe that one. He blames his daughters... For them going on this trip, instead of taking the sword himself, he blames somebody else. What a piece of shit.
Right.
What a low-life piece of shit. Come on. You just don't, you know, first of all, you know, he's the one, he's the parent. He's the one who makes the decision, not the children.
Well, we all know that. It's like, he's so stupid.
I mean, come on.
He's so stupid. He thinks he can walk in and say, you know, the dog ate my homework or the cat pissed on me.
Well, the Texans are, you know, Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's been getting away with it. See, that's the problem is...
Well, because the Texans are stupid people, too. I mean, let's face it. They voted him in.
Well, that's true. At least in the way the...
they voted him in.
Well, at least the way the voting districts have been set up in Texas. And, you know, that was Tom DeLay. That's a name you probably haven't heard in a while. But he was very famous for redistricting and aligning...
Well, that's all what the GOP have done because they literally are in the minority now.
Everywhere.
And so, they're trying to redistrict themselves out of this mess.
Yep.
Right? But the best thing that could have happened to them is Trump. I mean, to the Democrats is, you know, Donald Trump did what we really needed to have happen, which is he's fractured the GOP party.
Well, he showed who they are, right? He showed who Ted Cruz is and Jim Jordan and these people, right?
It's like, oh yeah, they're useless. Like,
you know, they're right. I don't know them personally, but certainly their actions most certainly are very questionable. And every time there's
there's no better than Rush Limbaugh, by the way, who's dead now. And look, I am not going to mourn the man. I am not. He was not a good man.
Well, you know, that's that fairness doctrine, right? That's what created him.
Yeah, that's right. He would never have appeared if they had not changed those laws.
Yep.
He would not have existed because he made a living by lying.
If Ronald Reagan hadn't won, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, people sit there and go, Rush Limbaugh, he was a great conservative. No, he wasn't. He is not a good man. No,
he was the loud mouth.
And not God rest his soul. It's like, thank goodness he's gone. I'm sorry. The man did not do good things for the country. When I had a friend who used to listen to him and everything, and I used to listen just to actually be able to log. And what I would do is periodically listen to him for like 2 or 3 hours and see how much of what he said was true. And then I'd go look it up. And less than 20% of what he said was true. He literally lied. What he would do is just stoke the fire for the conservative side by not telling the truth. I cannot celebrate a man that does that, that lives his life by lie. He was worth, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And he got there by lying.
Well, that's
not right.
Yeah. Look at all the harm he's done for people, right? Look at, really, you could point to the Fairness Doctrine, to Rush Limbaugh, and the slew of people that had followed him on radio.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That are just...
Yeah, who's that? Some of the talk show nutcase, you know, Tucker Carlson, who's useless. Lou Dobbs, they finally fired him because he kept on stoking the lies. They got rid of his show, you know, Fox did.
Well, finally.
They finally had enough, they said. And the man, I mean, he was flat out during the election thing, and he was flat out just lying. I mean, there was no way around it. What he was coming out of his mouth was an absolute falsehood.
He was lying and finally, even as the Fox money said, flowed yeah, in, because like you said earlier, right, these people are just, you know, they're believing these lies over and over again.
Well, yeah, I mean... as I said, you know, if you can't think for yourself, it's the definition of stupidity, and I've said it many times. And that's part of the problem is these people can't think. They listen. I mean, look, even I listen to MSNBC and try to get data, or CNN, or these, and I don't trust everything they say either, right?
Oh, hell
but
no.
You know, I do a check on stuff periodic when I go, that sounds a little, you know, but when I listen to Fox, I am really careful because I know that they've been checked by PolitiFact and many different nonpartisan organizations, and they do not tell the truth. They are not a news organization. They are basically an opinion organization. And you got to be very careful with that.
Well, yeah.
You know, my opinion, they all are. But, I mean, you know, they get these talk show hosts with these panels and everything, you know, MSNBC and CNN, and you're going, really? Come on. These aren't fucking experts. Give me a break.
Well, they're opinion mongers. We've talked about this quite a bit.
Yeah, they're opinions. And, you know, everyone's got one, just like an asshole, right?
And, some people have two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. You know,
anyway.
It really astounds me how they can take something like Joe Biden, and they are trying to point out that he's feeble and weak and out of his mind. You know, it's pretty incredible.
Well, let's see. So far, you know, they inherited him, and we do know that there was a lie. Trump said, we're going to have 20 million doses by the end of the year. Well, they had less than a million, so he lied about that. Not only that, he lied about the preparation for the vaccine. He lied about everything. They left him in such a bad condition, right? He did nothing. People, you know, when... And we're going to have to do this one of these podcasts to rank the top 10 worst presidents. And believe me, he'll end up number one.
Yeah.
He'll end up number one, I guarantee you. And not I can score it just like, you know, anything else. And we can use science, mm-hmm. right? Again, science bitches, just listen to it. and anyway, but...
You all know about stats, though.
Yeah, no, when it comes to analysis, that's my area. But even when I get it wrong, but I admit it when I get it wrong and I fix it. So, but with regards to, you know, the vaccine rollout, Biden was very conservative. He said, look, we're going to try to get to... a million a day. They're at 1.7 million doses a day now. They've been hit by weather. They're coming back. For the first time since this thing started, we're on a downward trend. We've 25% less deaths, 25% less cases. We're on a really good trend. It's due to people listening to our government. It's due to people social distancing. It's due to people getting the vaccine. We're on a good path, you know, and this would never have happened under Trump. No, it never would have happened under Trump, you know, never.
You know?
There's no way. If he had been elected again, we would have still been in deep shit at this point, because the man was completely unprepared for this role. And, you know, thank goodness they're going after him with all sorts of legal issues. Oh my God, the number of lawsuits he's got against him and his children is he's going to be so busy the next 4 years, and some of them are civil, and the amount of money involved is hundreds of millions of dollars.
Deservedly so. I can't think of a better guy that deserves this more, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to have to file bankruptcy multiple times again, I think, and you know, I hope he dies a poor man. I really do. And I know that sounds cruel, but if anyone deserves it, that he does, for all the people. We're at 500,000 people that have died from COVID, and he's responsible for the bulk of them.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know anybody who died from it early on, and I didn't really know anybody who was sick from it. But as this thing has played out, you know, there are people that I went to school with, high school, grade school with, that have died.
I know.
I've got, you know, my brother-in-law, you know, distant brother-in-law is maybe a better way to put it, but family members who have died from it, you know, they've gotten sick, gone in the hospital, gone back in and died from it. And it's the complications too. Like people don't realize that. Yeah. It's like, you know, they wind up suffering strokes because their body's under such stress, right? They get bleeding in their leg or something, and it shoots right.
Well, it's anybody that's got certain conditions, right, are very susceptible, you know, like obviously my wife, and that's why we're so damn careful as much as we can be.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to. You just, you know, I tell you, Bob, it's just as scary today as it was when it was coming out. The only good news is that the techniques to save people are better, and the vaccine's coming out. And, you know, they were talking to one doctor, which I thought was great, and she was saying, just look, we're vaccinating people that are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they've been around people that have been exposed, and they have not gotten it. And we've proven that. They've tested negative where after they got the vaccine, and their people, younger kids and everything, have gotten COVID. And they said, not only that, the worst case scenario we've seen is that people have gotten like a flu-like or cold symptoms, but they haven't died from it. And they said the false narrative on some of these news shows was said, oh, this person got a vaccine and died. Well, every person they've been able to find that died after they got the vaccine died from something else. They died from a heart attack. They, you know, had nothing to do with the damn vaccine.
No, the vaccine's right? A great thing for sure. You know, it's definitely going to save lives. You know, the faster they can get it out there,
it already
has. There's a lot of foolish people who are taking it. You know, which is pretty crazy when you really understand how serious this COVID or SARS or whatever you want to call it is.
Well, the you know, Trump made this political, right? He made it political, and so the people that are Trumpsters that follow him don't believe in masks. They don't believe in the COVID. A lot of people still think it's a hoax. People that have died in the hospital from it were saying it was a hoax.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot. They're going to lose a lot of the conservative party from death simply because they didn't believe in it.
Yeah, people that I
mean,
know.
It's talk about stupid.
Yeah, he's right? Losing his voters. People that I know were convinced that he was right, and Fauci and everybody was wrong, and they have passed away.
I know, though, the people that thought it was a joke and were older and said, no, Trump was right, who have died from it, right?
Yep.
They're the ones, you know, and you know, also the other thing about it is, you know, Trump doesn't realize, Trump has been negligent. I think he probably went and got a vaccine. I think he probably lied to people, but because he's such a coward. But if he doesn't get a vaccine, he can catch it again. And he can catch one of the new variants, because that they found out, people that have had it and didn't get a vaccine have caught the variant and gotten it again.
I'll bet they haven't said it, but I'll bet he's got it. He's got.
Oh, I bet he did, because he's such a coward.
Oh, yeah.
The man is absolutely a coward.
Yep.
You know, just, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, he's you know, that's just the way he is.
Yep.
So.
Yep, he's a dog. But, worse than a dog. I like dogs, so I can't say he's a dog.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. Do not compare him to a dog. Dogs are much better than he is.
Exactly. It's like, you know, I can't, you know, a weasel. I just
do not insult dogs. Okay,
yeah,
come on.
I'm sorry. That's why I was taking it back, because I love dogs. You know, I think dogs is God spelled backwards for a reason. Right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And of course, my dogs, they run my freaking house, but that's the way it is.
That's the way it goes.
I see Millie on Chewy.com every night, a little fur ball.
That's right, looking for the latest toy.
Yeah.
Hey, I just latest heard toy,
just... latest cookies, doggy cookies. She's terrible at night. She growls at me if she doesn't get her cookie on time. I swear to God, you know, that's all my life is. She is. Oh, God, she is. She sits there and paws me. It's like, give me my cookie, dirtbag.
I know.
You know?
Mine's the same way.
Oh my God!
He
spoiled
at
rotten.
Me. Yeah.
No, they give me the evil eye and growl at me. Say, get off your ass and get me something. Like, I swear to God, I'm fucking useless. You know, unless I'm keeping my dogs happy. I swear to God, I am. It's like, that's all you're here for. Keep us happy. Pick up my shit now. Give me my food. You dirt
Get
bag.
Off my couch.
Yeah. Move over. Oh, that's the worst thing, right? If I have to get up from the bed,
oh, they take your
Freckles
spot.
Goes in and takes my spot right and looks away. At me, goes, what? She just looks at me, what? What? What'd I do? It's like, you know, and you know, it's like she wanted the warm spot, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Dude.
Thank God she's only 20 pounds. I just shove her ass hard. I say, get over. She looks at me like, what are you doing? I run this place.
I'm the king.
Yeah, no
In
kidding.
Name only. Okay. Well, you know, we're at that time again, Sid, so we need to wrap this up. You got any final thoughts? We've covered a lot
well,
today.
Well, you know, I got some final thoughts. So you people that may be upset with me after you listen to this for screwing up my top 10 list last week. Look, we're not being paid for this garbage, all two or three of our listeners. And, you know, you got to give us a break, okay? You know, when we get, we're making money, wherever, we'll make less mistakes. But you got to give us a break. We're not perfect, right? But at least we correct our fucking mirrors. So anyway, I just want to let our two or three people, our audience, know that, you know, I do make mistakes, right? That, you know. And
you're human,
we're
Ted.
Doing this for you. You're we're doing this for our listeners that sit in our three chairs. You know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Maybe we got four now, so we might be going up.
Maybe we got four. I'll have to check.
Yeah,
on
we have
that.
To call Nielsen up and see what's happening.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, that's it on my side.
All right, for me, you know, I'm gonna take a knife and stab this thing called climate change and what we're doing to our planet. You know, I saw an article recently that says San Francisco itself, right? The weight of the tall buildings, right? It's actually sinking along with the rest of the interior of California, of course, because we're pumping out all the groundwater, right? And they're actually seriously saying, we could, you know, if the tides, right, if the tides rise high enough, right, if the glaciers melt far enough, which they seem to be on track to do, you know, that we could actually see, you know, saltwater intrusion into the central part of California once again, like it was a long time ago, right? It was the underground sea, right? I mean, not an underground sea, but it was the sea in the past. And if you just drive around California long enough, you'll see high water marks on mountains that show where the water level was.
Oh, geez.
So, wow. Yeah, it's kind of freaky when you think about it. You know, all this stuff that the scientists are telling us about climate change and the impacts that it's going to have, and the mass migrations of people moving out of what will become unlivable, essentially. Right? It'll be so hot, like around the equator, that you can't work outside during the day.
Yeah. Yep. I've always wondered about the groundwater, because it's like, you know, if you because water, by the way, gets compressed from everything, and it doesn't move. Water, it doesn't move, right? It can only move so much, right?
That's right.
And if you get rid of all that and you have nothing but voids, you know, this is where you get these big holes, these sinkholes that happen.
Yep.
Right? It's because, you know, we're taking all the water out of the ground. Yeah. I'm wondering if eventually California's just going to sink. It's just,
who knows?
It'll lose the whole goddamn state, right?
You know, over time, right? Definitely the plates are still shifting. So that's a foregone conclusion. But just how soon that happens is really the question. So that's
I'll be gone by then, I hope.
Everybody pay attention. Got to fix things, right? It's more important to fix things than to just keep burying your head in the sand.
Well, geez, one real simple, you know, put the desalinization plants all across the damn coast, and my God, you have as much water as you want, and you sell off the salt. Sea salt's fine. It's good for it. It's no different than any other table salt.
That's
right.
So that's how they make salt, right? Out there in the Bay of San Francisco.
Well, there's
right?
different types of salts, but sea salt's very, it's good for you. You put it, people pay money for fucking sea salt. You can make it yourself. Just go down and get a bunch of buckets and boil off the water.
Let it evaporate. Put it on top of your roof for a week. It'll be, exactly.
You
get a little more
salt
water to it, it'll just keep getting thicker.
Yeah.
Okay. And with that, we're done,
we're
right?
We're done.
Boom.
Yay. Happy 1, 2, 3. Are we gone?
We're done.
We're gone.
Put a fork in it.